tardes, aquí estamos en el foro musical de Mr. Q. Son las 8 y 2 minutitos aquí, una horita menos en Inglaterra, en las Canarias. Y damos las gracias a Cool Music de 7 a 8 todos los sábados aquí. The funkiest, the heaviest and the most cool music in the world. Pues sí, las 8 y 2 minutitos aquí, llegando a las noticias musicales durante toda esta horita. Sin olvidar al Chichi Time, Top 10 Time, el foro musical de 10Q. Y hoy, siendo el 24 de marzo, es un día especial para alguien que está escuchando en Inglaterra, en Londres. Ya tendremos más noticias sobre este chaval. Muchas noticias musicales aquí, 107.5 FM, Radio Enlace. Hasta las 9 aquí ya vamos a hablar sobre los mejores conciertos hechos películas según los lectores de Rolling Stone Magazine, también el 50 aniversario del primer disco de Bob Dylan y muchas más cosas hay que escuchar aquí Only with Mr. Q.
Okay, Venus?
Okay, Steve.
Right. Let's go.
En vez de hablar sobre el Chichi Time, el Top 10 Time, los mejores éxitos, también vamos a hablar sobre los mejores 20 guitarristas del mundo, elegidos por la revista Rolling Stone Magazine.
Space Patrol, this is Fireball XL5 returning to base. Mission complete, over and out.
I wish I was a spaceman, the fastest guy alive. I'd fly you around the universe in Fireball XL5. Way out in space together, conquerors of the sky. My heart would be a fireball, a fireball. Every time I gazed into your starry eyes, we'd take the path to Jupiter, and maybe very soon we'd cruise along the Milky Way and land upon the moon. To a wonderland of stardust, we'll zoom our way to Mars. My heart would be a fireball, a fireball, 'cause you would be my Venus of the stars.
We'll be right back.
nosotros hasta las 9 aquí, el 24 de marzo. Hablaremos también sobre las noticias musicales, como John Bon Jovi y su importancia de tener un vecino solidario. Johnny Depp y también Marilyn Manson, a dúo en la música, sí, están cantando ahora. Y también hablaremos sobre el bajista de Kiss, que desprestigia Rihanna, la cantante tan famosa y tan importante en los Estados Unidos. So I'm going to say a great hello and a great tuning in. Thank you very much to a lot of people out there. Only with Mr. Q. Dedicated to Edu, Eduardo, Belén, Belén Marta, Marta y Javi. Yes, the BR Cowboys, or Friday Night Cowboys. Also dedicated to Joey, Tony, if you're tuning in, 107.5 FM. José, Maite y Adrián también, un gran abrazo aquí desde 107.5 FM. Y ya vamos a superar los problemitos técnicos. Quiero escuchar aquí a Bon Jovi. Yeah. Dead Alive here. We were listening, tuning in to Bon Jovi. We had a slow start because somebody turned the volume down. And yes, until we actually get into the rhythm of things. Big shout goes out to Mr. Patrick Turner, listening, tuning in, 107.5 here, all the way from Witten, London. FM, el foro musical de Mr. Q, 24 de marzo 2012, el cumpleaños de Alexander O'Lagaray. Big shout goes out to Pat, Road Dog, Sassy, Sansig and Andy for tuning in here, foro musical de Mr. Q. Big shout also goes out to the Girona Lot, Sylvie, Aisha, Varun and Mr. T. Beautiful lady Margarida. And of course, how can I not forget the Undaya gang? Emu, Arlette, hello. And Muriel and the beautiful kids there, Olivier. All tuning in, 107.5 FM, making it rock and roll style, only with Mr. Q. Moving on up, Primal Scream, it's 16 past 8.
Yes, I saw me want it, man. Yeah. No respect to all the massive, then the New York massive, then London massive, Canadian massive, anyway.
John is in a basement, mixing up the medicine. I'm on a pavement, thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat, badge out, laid off. Says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway, looking for a new friend. The man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10.
Well, yes, it's 50 years ago today. Bob Dylan released his debut album. The album was recorded in 6 hours and only costed $402.
Post-tapped anyway. Man, Maggie says the men say they must bust an early man. Orders from the DA, look out.
When Bob Dylan's self-titled debut LP shelved on March the 19th, 1962, it didn't sound anything like the popular music of the time. It was the height of the twist to the dance craze.
Clean clothes, you don't need a weatherman.
And only 11 songs on the Billboard Hot 100 chart.
Get sick, get well, hang around the inkwell, hang bell, hard to tell if anything is gonna sell. Try hard, get boxed, get back, ride rail, get jail, jump bail, join the army if you fail. Look out, kid, you're gonna get hit by losers, cheaters, six-time users, hanging around the theaters. Girl by the whirlpools, looking for a new fool, don't follow leaders, or watch your parking meter.
Pues sí, el primer disco de Bob Dylan cumple 50 años ya, fue grabado en 6 horas y costó solo 300 euros. El joven cantautor lo descubrió un ejecutivo de Colombia mientras tocaba su armónica en un apartamento de Nueva York. Y el primer disco de Bob Dylan, llamado como él, salió publicado un 19 de marzo
de 1962. Enough respect. Don't want to be a bum, you better chew gum. The pump don't work cause the vandals took the handle.
Watch me. Yush, my selector boy, I go like your stush. Article done die out, rubber dub ya push. Rebel MC burn to leave the man called Tenor Flying Super Cat the Wild Apache. Watch me, yush. Watch me, original rubber dub style. Roots and culture, leave ya.
You have a chance to see him. Every night I have a spell that's clear. Impressing by the way that could have been. Left you on my own all. So it's sin. I've got to leave before I start to scream. For someone left the door and took the key.
Mr. Q.
I'm not feeling too good myself.
Well, we just received a request here for Johnny Cash. Sorry, darlings. He's not in the library tonight, but for you, I'll put Joe Cocker on. Feeling all right.
Boy, you shot on me.
Right, only on 107.5 Mr. Q Show. Rock and roll.
I'm not feeling too good, little girl.
Estamos hablando de Jon Bon Jovi. Si hoy en día Jon Bon Jovi es conocido a nivel mundial como uno de los grandes personajes de la música, no es solo gracias a su talento y al de los demás componentes del grupo, pero ha reconocido el veterano vocalista que acaba de cumplir 50 años, igual que la música de Bob Dylan, que gran parte del mérito recae sobre los hombros de uno de los vecinos que tuvo en su época como adolescente. Feeling alright, only on 107.5 for the musical Mr. Q.
Tell someone come along and take my place, yeah. Well, a different name, whoa, and a different face.
You feeling alright?
I'm not feeling that good by myself.
You feeling alright?
I don't know it.
Last 8:23 aquí, una horita menos en Inglaterra. ¿Qué pasa más con las noticias musicales? Pues el próximo 30 de abril saldrá al mercado Born Villain, el nuevo disco de Marilyn Manson, un disco que contará con la sorprendente colaboración de Johnny Depp. Sí, el popular actor tocará la batería y la guitarra en una versión de You're So Vain, originalmente publicado por Carly Simon en 1972. Feeling cool.
¿A ti te gusta Mr. Q?
Sí, me gusta Mr. Q.
And dedicated to Alex, birthday boy in London, 21 today, 24 March 2012. This goes out to you, Alex. Thanks for tuning in. Big shout goes out to Nana, who next to him. Give him a big hug and a big kiss all the way from Madrid. Happy birthday, Alex, all the way from the Beatles, John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, Ringo Starr. Whether they're with us or not, the music is what counts. Love you, guy. On 7.5, dedicating to Alex's birthday. Happy birthday.
For a meal to remember, try the Shangri-La restaurant. Chinese and European cuisine. Blankets, blankets, blankets. 1,000 blankets at never-to-be-repeated prices at Walker's Walkaround Store. Now.
Pues seguimos aquí en el 107.5 FM, el foro musical de Mr. Q. ¿Qué más tenemos como noticias musicales? Pues muchísimas cositas que contaros, como el bajista de Kiss, que desprestigia Rihanna, pues sí. Durante la rueda de prensa que se celebró el pasado martes para anunciar la unión de Kiss y Motley Crue para una extensa gira por Norteamérica, los músicos Gene Simmons y Tommy Lee aprovecharon la ocasión para criticar duramente la labor de estrellas del pop como Rihanna, a quien tildan de tramposa. ¿Tramposa, Rihanna? Really? Sunsy and Andy, this one goes out to you, Jethro Tull, Living in the Past. Let's go. Well, big dedication to Pat Turner, Linton, all the way from Witten in London, Road Dog and Sassy. If you're tuning in, 107.5 FM here. Joey and Tony, the twins, 107.5, only with Mr. Q. Y media aquí, una horita menos en Inglaterra, 8:30 local time. What else do we have for you? Well, in May, Glenn Frey will release his first solo album in years, a set of classic love songs. He spoke to Rolling Stone magazine about a planned Eagles documentary and why the band might not want to build their next tour, 40th anniversary of the Eagles.
Fuck my old time. What's that?
It's me belt, Turkish.
No, Tommy, there's a gun in your trousers. What is a gun doing in your trousers?
It's for protection.
Protection from what? The Germans?
Carry on telling you a few things about the music industry, what's happening in Americana, an album of classic folk songs. Tom Dooley, The Land Is Your Land, rendered by Neil Young and Crazy Horse, will be released on the June the 5th, 2012. It's their first album together since 2003's Greendale, and first with a full Crazy Horse lineup since 1996. Neil Young and Crazy Horse to release Americana on June the 5th. ¿Qué más? La causa de la muerte de Whitney Houston parece ser que fue la cocaína, pues si otra vez las drogas, ya sabemos que no podemos tocar y jugar con esas cosas. Y hablando de salud, pues parece ser que los Rolling Stones también saldrán de gira en 2013. Yes, the Rolling Stones are going to be touring in 2013, lo explica Keith Richards and Mick Jagger. Los problemas de salud de Richards posponen un año sus conciertos por todo el planeta. Y sin embargo, los rockeros están juntos de nuevo, preparan un documental y el mes que viene se meten todos en el estudio, sin también Jagger, por Patrick Doyle. Well, good luck, Stones. We'll be waiting for you 2013 World Tour. With or without Mick. Or Sir Mick, you know what I mean? Talking about the Stones, some parts of life and some of the publicity really offended Mick, says Keith Richards, and he regrets it. In a new interview conducted for an upcoming documentary chronicling the Rolling Stones' 50-year career, Keith Richards addresses the derogatory comments he made about Mick Jagger in his 2010 memoir, Life. And Mick replied, I'm glad you said 50 years, as that sounds so much less than half a century. No question. Oh, Keith and Meek, make peace, make love, and make music. Pues para introducir un poco de lo que pasa con Keith Richards y Mick Jagger, algunas partes de su biografía titulado Vida ha ofendido profundamente a Mick Jagger y reconoce el guitarrista que lo lamenta profundamente. Well, here's one for Arlette, listening all the way from Monday. Tuning in, baby. Mama. Harley's Long Cool Woman, dedicated to Arlette. Sunzig and Andy, who does this sound like? CC Rider. 8:35 and Barcelona has just won against Mallorca. Style here, 107.5 FM, making it hit and making it hop. Rocking style, Mr. Q.
I walk 4 to 7 miles of barbed wire. I got a cobra snake for a necktie. A brand new house along the roadside, and it's a made out of rattlesnake hide. Got a brand new tin that's been built on top, and it's a made out of human skull. Come on, take a little walk with me, baby, and tell me who do you love? Who do you love? A rattlesnake whip. Take it easy, baby, don't you give me no lip. Who do you love? Who do you love? I got a tombstone and a graveyard line. I'm just 22 and I don't mind dying. Who do you love? Yeah, who do you love?
Pues hablando de la música, también tenemos el Día de la Música en 2012. Primeras confirmaciones, los próximos 22 y 23 de junio se celebrará en el Matadero de Madrid la séptima edición del Día de la Música. A falta de nuevas confirmaciones, el festival anuncia para este año la presencia de nombres como Two Door Cinema Club, Love of Lesbian, Maximo Park, Christina Rosenwing o Matrimony. Pues hasta el 10 de abril podéis comprar los abonos en un precio reducido, 45 euros. El Día de la Música, 22 y 23 de junio en el Matadero de Madrid. Alexander, 21 today, 24th of March, 2012. Tune in, 107.5. Next one's for you, darling.
Who do you love?
We all love each other, no? Alexander. Alex Dillon. All the way, 107.5 FM. Happy birthday to Alex. ¿Qué pasa con los mejores conciertos, hechos, películas? Según los lectores de Rolling Stone Magazine, la edición estadounidense de Rolling Stone ha consultado con sus seguidores qué cintas de películas recogen mejor el tiempo de los directos del rock. Y eso es la selección por Rolling Stone. Number 10, Bullet in the Bible, de Green Day. Number 9, Sign of the Times, de Prince. Número 8, Shine a Light, de los Rolling Stones, la película de 2008 que dirigió Martin Scorsese.
About the shape I'm in, I can't sing, I ain't pretty and my legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of you, I might not give the answers that you want me to.
Al número 7 tenemos Live at Pompeii, de Pink Floyd. Número 6, Gimme Shelter, de los Rolling Stones. Número 5, Rattle and Hum, de U2. Número 4, Woodstock. Pues sí, la película que grabó Michael Wadley sobre el festival de Woodstock. 1969, enough respect. Número número 2 tenemos The Song Remains the Same de Led Zeppelin. Esta película mezcla momentos de los tres conciertos del grupo en el Madison Square Garden en New York, 1973.
Now when I talked to God, I knew he'd understand. He said, stick by me and I'll be your God in hand. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to.
Y al número 1 tenemos The Last Waltz, el último vals de The Band. Martin Scorsese recogió el último concierto de The Band el Día de Acción de Gracias de 1976 en el Winterland Ballroom de San Francisco. Y además del maravilloso material adicional de la cinta en el que se detalla la historia del grupo y se influencia mucho con la música, el concierto en sí es absolutamente maravilloso con las apariciones de Neil Young, Neil Diamond, Van Morrison y muchos más. Número 1, The Last Waltz, el último vals, y todo esto ha sido los mejores conciertos hechos películas según los lectores de Rolling Stone Magazine.
Escucha Mr. Q.
This is a virgin excursion, so come down.
This record will attempt to demonstrate how the function of the organ which produces the voice, the larynx, can be taken over by other mechanisms.
You, my trusted friend, we've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABC, skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there. We had joy, fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the hills.
Son las 9 menos 10 aquí, una horita menos en Inglaterra. Seguimos aquí en el foro musical de Mr. Q. Todavía tenemos algo sobre Carlos Santana y obviamente los 100 Greatest Guitarists of All Time. Todo esto hasta las 9 aquí. 107.5 FM, Rockin' It.
Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along.
Well, a big shout again for Patrick Turner, Arlette, Emmanuel, Muriel, Olivier, Sylvie, Joey, Tony, Jose, Maite, Adrián, Eduardo, Marta, Javi, Belén, Sansi, Gnandi, Tuning In, Dropping Out, Road Dog and Sassy, obviously Margarita, Lady Flo, and of course the birthday boy, Alexander, and Nana, happy birthday.
The song like the seasons have all gone. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song like the seasons have all gone.
In the quiet words of the Virgin Mary, come again.
To become aware of my own sensuality, I first become fully aware of my own tactile sense. In dim light, I close my eyes and remove my clothes.
Yo, big up out of the dancehall show! Are you?
I am the magnificent. I'm back, but the shaker was so boast, boast, thundering, storming, down the soul.
Well, in the 60s, Carlos Santana pioneered an innovative fusion of rock, fiery Afro-Latin polythemes, and contrasting cool, low-key vocals. In time, he was drawn to jazz rock fusion and worked outside the band with John McLaughlin, Stanley Clarke, and many others. The group continued to perform off and on into the 90s, and in 1999, Clive Davis signed Santana and paired them with a host of current hitmakers to orchestrate one of the most phenomenal comeback stories in rock history. We'll be tuning into a bit of Carlos Santana in a minute. Until then, we'll be going back to Mr. Bon Jovi.
Thank you.
all tuning in to 107.5 FM, Carlos Santana with one of the greatest guitarists of all time, Eric Clapton. And talking about the 100 greatest guitarists of all time, we've got number 20, Carlos Santana, Mexican-born Carlos, who finished school, high school in San Francisco in 1965, when the music scene was exploding, and never looked back since. At number 19, we've got James Burden. James Burden's trademark chicken picking style. Bright, crisp, and concise. One of the most unique sounds in country music and a huge influence on rock guitar as well. James Burden, number 19. At number 18, we've got Les Paul, best known as the genius who invented the solid body guitar that bears his own name. Imaginative guy. He made the very best guitar sounds in the 1950s. Number 18, Les Paul. 17, Neil Young. 16, Derek Trucks, literally raised in the Allman Brothers. Yes, Derek Trucks, the nephew of Allman's drummer, Butch Trucks. Number 15, we've got Freddie King. A 1985 interview with Eric Clapton cited Freddie King's 1961 B-side, I Love the Woman, as the first time I heard the electric lead guitar style with the bent notes, says Eric Clapton. Number 14, we've got David Gilmour of the Pink Floyd. Number 13, Albert King. When Rolling Stone reporter John Landau asked Albert King in 1968 who his guitar influences were, King replied, "Nobody. Everything I do is perfect." And number 12, we've got Stevie Ray Vaughan. The early 80s MTV was on the rise and blues guitar was miles away from music's mainstream, but Texas Stevie Ray Vaughan demanded your attention. Oh, yes, number 12. Number 11, the best guitarist of the world, George Harrison. Don't need to talk about him. Number 10, Pete Townsend of The Who. Number 9, Duane Allman of the Allman Brothers. Number 8, Eddie Van Halen. Number 7, Chuck Berry. We've got number 6 here, B.B. King. Number 5, Jeff Beck. Number 4, Keith Richards, The Rolling Stones. Number 3, Jimmy Page. Lightning to what Jimmy Page does on a guitar. Eric Clapton, number 2, basically the only guitar player who influenced so many artists, even though they don't sound like him. And of course, number 1, we got the great Jimi Hendrix. Exploded into the idea of what rock music could be and what it should be. Jimi Hendrix, number 1 of the best guitarists of all time. Llegando casi a las 9 aquí, vamos a terminar con el Tiki Time, Top 10 Time. Al número 10, tenemos Part of Me. Al número 10, de Kate Perry. Número 9, Wild Ones, Flo Rida featuring Sia. Número 8, Take Care, Drake featuring Rihanna. David Guetta, número 7, con Turn Me On. Número 6, Nicki Minaj, Starships. Número 5, Somebody That I Used to Know, Gotcha featuring Kimbra. Al número 4 tenemos Set Fire to the Rain, Adele. Número 3, The Wanted, Glad You Came. Stronger, de Kelly Clarkson. Al número 2, y number 1 this week, 24 of March, We Are Young, featuring Janelle Monáe. We Are Young, eh, Alex? 21 years old. Son las 9 aquí, una horita menos en Inglaterra. Seguimos only with Mr. Q. We'll be right back. way from Madrid, 107.5 FM, and for the musical Mr. Q, we'll say tuning out and goodbye, and enough respect to everybody who's tuning in here. We'll be talking to you and seeing you and listening to you next week, next Saturday. Remember, from HL9, 107.5, El Foro Musical de Mr. Q. Happy birthday, Alex, and love to all of you. We're going to be tuning in now to Pachanga Latina. Hasta las 9. 107.5 FM, solo en Radio Enlace.
Radio Enlace, 107.5.